This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, success starts with the superpower of choice.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Success starts with the superpower of choice. How I put this superpower to work. The past couple of weeks, we talked about my aha moment and how the seven decisions in Andy Andrews' book, The Traveler's Gift, were part of that. In the book, David Ponder feels like a failure and is ready to give up. That is, until his amazing supernatural journey through time. On this journey, he makes seven stops, each one providing a decision for success. He is instructed to keep them with him, reading each one every morning and every evening for 21 days, committing these seven principles to his heart. Only then will they become a part of who he is, leading to a changed life. Here's how Andy determined what these were and their value. After both of his parents died when he was 19, he had no money and was living under a pier in Gulf Shores, Alabama. From this place of despair and anguish, he asked himself, is life just a lottery ticket, or are there choices one can make to direct his future? Then something amazing happened, a turning point in his life. He became friends with an old homeless person who gave him a remarkable gift, a library card. He started reading the biographies of famous, successful people. He became more and more interested in learning how these people achieved success. Over time, he read more than 200 biographies of great men and women. He wondered if they were simply born this way, or were there decisions made that led to success? It took several years, but he determined that there were seven characteristics that each successful person had in common. Each one of us has the ability to change the world. Every choice you make, even more important, every choice you don't make, matters just as much. The butterfly effect is the belief that even the smallest, tiny actions can have dramatic consequences. The flap of a butterfly's wings can be inexplicably intertwined with the birth of a hurricane around the world. Even the smallest things we do can have a tremendous impact on our world. Andy points out that even though these seven principles don't seem very profound, quote, they can have impact once you really grasp how they've been used by other people. Then they become an amazing key to releasing incredible personal power that allows you to explore the world of opportunity that surrounds all of us. End quote. After reading The Traveler's Gift and learning more about Andy and his story, I felt like I needed to put this into practice. I took the advice given to David Ponder in the book and read through each of the seven decisions every morning and evening for 21 days. This is part of my daily routine. At the end of each 21 days, I read the corresponding chapter from the book. When I get to the end of reading the seventh decision for the 21st time, I then read the whole book again. I know that seems like a lot, but it comes down to this. I decided to incorporate these seven decisions into building a better life. Like the butterfly effect, small actions can lead to big results. No matter how small the action is, if it's not done, nothing is going to change. If you don't do something, nothing is going to get done. You have the superpower of choice. Are you going to use it?
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of The 7 Bid Mistakes That Cost Contractors a Fortune and How to Avoid Them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.